This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Amazon in hot water with protests outside of some of their fulfillment centers and more going on. People are upset at apparently some of the working conditions allegedly with Amazon. We can tell you more about that. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything you want. We've been discussing everything from people shooting cops to these e-sports, so-called e-sports. I'm a bit of a critic on that one. Although I'd love to hear the other side of it. I want to hear from a fan. You know, if because all we've said here on Free Talk Live over these last several months where this topic has come up is we've expressed confusion. And I've expressed, you know, kind of like, you know, the grumpy old man of, back in my day, we played played games for fun, you know. So I want to hear from somebody who's a huge fan. I want to hear from somebody who's gone to one of these stadiums and actually paid money to see. Do the beers cost $7 at the esports stadiums, too?
I bet they do.
Somebody who's done this, somebody who's had that experience, and they're like, I love this. I want to hear why it's so great for you. If you want to share it, you're welcome to. 855-450-FREE. Because I don't know any of these people. Like, I don't know. At least nobody's ever told me. Yeah, we're going to Boston for the esports convention or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people go to video game conventions, and I presume there's probably some component of like a competition that would happen at like a video game convention.
Makes sense.
But there are actual events where it's just esports.
Yeah.
It's just teams competing against each other playing different video games. There's sponsorships. You know, just like in NASCAR or whatever, these guys have logos on their apparel.
I went to E3 one year.
Really? In Vegas?
It was out in it was at the Staples Center in L.A.
Oh, I don't know why I thought it was in Vegas. I guess I figured E3 was always in Vegas.
I don't know where. I can only tell you where it was one time.
When was it? What year was that?
I would have to narrow that down, like 2002.
Now, E3, that's all video games, right?
Yeah.
Because there's also an electronics convention. It's not the same thing, I don't think. They don't have, like, brand new TVs or new tech.
Not that I didn't
like
notice
that.
It's all video games, yeah.
Cool, man. Yeah, so comment on whatever you want here. Amazon. Here's a story from TheGuardian.com. One of a couple stories about Amazon. Amazon facing boycott ahead of holidays as public discontent grows. The holiday season's all about spending time with your loved ones. And judging by most office mailrooms, shopping on Amazon. Last year, 76% of Americans who shopped online for Christmas presents said they plan to do most of that shopping on Amazon. Amazon now accounts for just shy of half of all online sales in the United States, and Santa's not-so-little helper is expected to have another bumper Christmas this year. But there are a growing number of people whose front steps won't be graced by Amazon packages this festive season, consumers boycotting the online retailer. No one denies the convenience of shopping on Amazon, but for some, there are a host of reasons. From the working conditions at Amazon warehouses, the company's aggressive anti-tax lobbying, its impact on local business, or its selling of white nationalist merchandise that make the convenience too high a price to pay. But even though shoppers concede, their boycotts come at a price. Stephen Shamrock, who's age 51, had been considering boycotting Amazon for a while. First, when he learned how Amazon workers were treated. Jeff Bezos might be one of the richest men in the world, but Amazon's median salary is a paltry $28,446 per year. The second time Shamrock, that doesn't sound too bad. But.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. I mean, if you're moving stuff around a warehouse or that sort of thing, you know, what kind of training does it take? Often you have to
lift with your legs.
Lift with your legs, yeah. Often you have to, you know, try harder. So you move to different places. Those kind of things to make labor work.
According to the story,
there's a lot of competition for people with strong backs.
The second time Shamrock considered boycotting Amazon was he read about the company's dominance in web services. Amazon Web Services controls around 45% of the world's cloud computing capacity and provides the web services for customers ranging from Netflix to the CIA to the UK's Ministry of Justice.
Yep, the Amazon does provide a lot of sort of computers on racks.
The last straw came in May of this year when he read what Amazon was, or that Amazon was banning customers who made too many returns. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, look, I don't care. I don't like the idea they're hosting the CIA, but dude, customer is not always right. And there are some scam artists in the retail right. customer field.
This is one of those people that doesn't like big companies.
Yeah.
And look,
that's fine. Whatever you
I don't like big governments.
Yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. Your business is your business to do as you please. But
well, that's the nice thing about the market is you can take your business elsewhere.
I can,
you don't like it.
I did business in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it was like, and it stunk. I mean, it was trying to return a product that you didn't want. These big box stores, big companies, have made it so that returns are much easier than they used to be.
Yeah. That's true.
I remember buying a pair of Reebok shoes and then trying to go return them the next day and then telling me no. I'll bet you that
wouldn't
happen.
You were a little punk kid, too.
What?
Right, in the 80s?
Well, I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. You were a punk kid. They probably thought you were trying to scam them.
I don't know what they thought, but they did not take the
shoes.
You
had a mohawk, too.
I don't know that was going on.
You did have a mohawk at one point, though.
At one point, but not at that time.
Okay.
At that point, this was sort of, this was mid-80s, maybe early, yeah, somewhere in there. It was, I had like a rat's tail and breakdance stuff.
I worked in retail in the 1990s at Kmart, and I would regularly get called up to the customer service desk, you know, to help them process a return of some sort. And the amount of times that there were attempted scams going on up there were very common. It was not uncommon at all. I mean, you know, the old brick in the box scam, where, you know, somebody tries to return something that's not even in the box. You know, there's all kinds of things that go on. I mean, a lot of times these are crackheads or people that are, you know, looking for a fix, trying to get the quick credit card or, not, you know, quick refund and cash. That's why a lot of these stores have gone to store credit, where you cannot actually, without a proper receipt, without, you know, being within the correct window, you'll still get something. You'll get store credit. You don't get anything that you can walk out
with. In most cases, that's fine by me. Most of the time, I'm returning something that's at Home Depot.
Right.
And
you can use something else.
Didn't need that item, and I'm going to buy something at Home Depot, and a gift card to Home Depot is basically as good as cash as far as I'm concerned. But, you know.
Or they'll shoplift an item and then try to return the very same item they've shoplifted from another store or whatever.
But returns were.
Or from the same store 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Returns were difficult back then.
So you've got Amazon's dealing with the same group of scam artists, except more clever, because they're doing it online, right? They don't actually have to stand in front of you, so they can do different things. So I don't think that's a problem. Anyway, going on here, Shamrock says, if a company gets too big, they can start picking and choosing their customers. It's not really a business that promotes competition. Well, I mean, no business really wants competition, right? Like, I mean, we all know that competition's good, because it makes it so that businesses are on the ball. It makes it so, you know, they're prices tend to go down, the service tends to go up, but that means more work for the company. They've got to, you know, get their game on, so to speak, in order to compete, and that's harder. So it's rare that you'll see businesses actually wanting competition in their field. That's why you see a lot of them working with governments to regulate their competition out of business, like the taxi cab companies that don't want Uber and Lyft working in their areas.
Sure.
According to him, nothing is good in extremes, especially large companies that can end up controlling prices or distorting them. He says, quote, I think any time a company gets that large and gets that much economic power, it never ends well.
So distorting pricing. This is interesting. Walmart is able to do this also. So they'll go so far as to go to the manufacturer and figure out ways that they've got what the inefficiencies they've got in their process.
That's not distortion.
Well,
as efficiency.
It's terminology he's using
okay.
is distortion. Are they able to affect price? Yes. What is price? Price is where supply and demand meet. So what they're trying to do is drive down price in order to get to get more sales through demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does it mean when you say distort pricing?
I don't know what he means.
I don't know what he means, but I can say that the bigger the company, the more clout they have as far as pricing goes.
No, there's a downside, right? When Walmart goes in, they in some cases have asked just for a cheaper product. Like, okay, I remember the old story about Levi's jeans. They got a deal, cut a deal with Levi, And the deal was that they couldn't offer a price above X. So Levi cut quality on that the Walmart brand that they had, that they manufactured specifically for Walmart.
Yes, I have heard that.
Walmart got to sell Levi, but it wasn't the same Levi that you would get at, you know, wherever you would get a Levi. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There is always a trade-off, 855-450-3733. Protests. People are boycotting Amazon. Are you one of them? Is there an Amazon boycotter in our audience tonight? Because I'd love to hear from you as to why that is. There's more to the story. It's Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here, talking about apparently a boycott that some people are participating in regarding Amazon. They've got a variety of grievances. In fact, some people are even protesting outside of a Amazon fulfillment center. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
As we continue, I do want to make sure you know about Anarchapulco. February 14th through the 17th. We're 2 months away from Anarchapulco 2019. Ron Paul's coming back. That's right. They had him in 2018, and it was a sold-out house. The entire place was packed. It was standing room only. If you haven't seen Ron Paul before, this is one of your last chances to do so. Go and get your tickets now over at anarchapulco.com, code FTL. Also, Judge Napolitano is going to be there for the first time, as well as dozens and dozens of other people who are within the liberty movement, people who are free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and ANCAPs, people who will be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of a world-class resort. I got to say, I'm looking forward to it. I enjoyed the last two. Immensely. It's a great event.
Yeah, they're great.
It is, in my opinion, the premier libertarian event on the planet right now. You got to go and check this thing out.
You're not the only one who believes that.
Yeah, it's huge.
Jeffrey Tucker said the same thing.
Yeah, they're not paying me to say that. They don't pay us to go to this thing, by the way. They
took
cover our hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, and an airplane ticket. That's it.
Yep, hotel room, airplane ticket. Yep.
So,
we get a tab.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't tell you about it.
I don't mind paying, you know, for drinks or whatever. It doesn't really...
It's a big tab.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, for what? For, like, meals and stuff?
Yeah.
Huh.
They're covering our meals. Because I'm doing CryptoPulco.
Oh.
Seeing.
So, is that, like, anywhere on the hotel campus, so to speak? We could just go to any old restaurant there?
And... Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, that's cool. Well,
I'm buying your dinner for 4 or 5 days.
I'm still going to be tipping because, you know, it's important to do that. So, anyway, go to anarchapulco.com. It's great. And you know what? It's not a big deal to eat in these places because it's very affordable, by the way. Even on the hotel property, it's affordable. You know, if you're used to going to hotels and paying for hotel meals in the United States, you get just elaborate food at this hotel for, you know, a fraction of the cost of what you pay for room service or whatever. Remember we got breakfast in the room 1 year and it was like $5 for an insane plate of, you know, the equivalent basically of $5 for just like an insane plate of fruit and eggs and toast and everything. So I loved it. It was, you know, for somebody who's frugal like me.
Right,
it's
you've
like,
never had room service in your life.
And that's true. I've looked at the prices in the United States. I'm like, the hell with this. We're going out. But it's also fun to leave the hotel as well and get into Acapulco and kind of explore around.
I love that part.
And that's my favorite. That's one of my favorite parts, is to go to the taquerias and, you know, eat the real Mexican food.
Walking around and just meeting people and seeing all the little shops.
February 14th through the 17th, and you get to meet all kinds of libertarian folks. It's not about just seeing Ron Paul. It's about the other people who are there attending the event that you get to meet. We'll get to meet a lot of our listeners. We did this year, and so look forward to seeing you if you're there. Anarchapulco.com. Go get your tickets with code FTL to save some money off of those ticket prices, although they're already pretty reasonable. Anarchapulco.com. Code FTL, like Free Talk Live. We get back into the Amazon story here. People are boycotting Amazon this holiday season over a variety of reasons. David is on the line, though, in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I threw a no-hitter once.
Were you on LSD?
Not that I recollect, but okay. I may have been. Would have been anyway. But it would have been a perfect game, or may have been a perfect game, except somebody told me I had a no-hitter going. I didn't even know it, and I walked the next guy because I got nervous.
Shoot.
But, man.
That's a good story, though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Was this high school, Little League? What was it?
It was high school.
Okay, it's impressive. A no-hitter is impressive under any circumstances.
Yeah, I even impressed myself. I chalked it up to, I'm not all that great of a pitcher in terms of what you think of, you know, speed and all that. But what I had is I had really good control. I could throw a baseball and basically, you know, like knock a domino off of whatever with the baseball. So I could put the ball wherever I wanted, whenever I wanted, and that's what seemed to do the trick.
Now, you weren't calling to brag about your sports feats tonight, were you?
No.
Right. What were you calling about?
I called to brag about that I used to hang out with Joe Walsh. Just kidding. true story, but that's not, I didn't call it a brag. You're talking about the cops. Well, I got this criminal complaint in front of me. I told Mark last night I got arrested for for NPR, public radio arrested me for calling into the radio station.
Really?
And yeah.
What are the charges?
I got to read in front of me. The charge is, I got it. It says use of telephone to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, annoy, or offend. That's what it says.
Or offend?
But this is a call-in show that they're talking about, right?
Yeah, it's a call-in show that the University of New Mexico has their, it's a Thursday morning, 8 a.m., it used to be the KUNM call-in show. They changed it to Let's Talk New Mexico, and they...
And you wanted to talk. And what was was so offensive, according to them?
Well, it says right here in the beginning of the criminal complaint, it says, basically, to sum it up without reading it word for word, it says that... they told me they didn't want me to call in anymore, that I was not allowed to call in anymore, that I was blocked from calling because I always wanted to talk about the same thing, which you know exactly. I mean,
it gets pretty tiring when somebody does that, so I don't blame them for that. Did you then call back after they told you not to call again?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's criminal harassment.
Well, that's more like trespassing than just calling into somewhere that's open.
Well, but I think there's an interesting point that David's made on this, that this is a university, a public university.
Okay.
Not a private university. A public university takes
government
funds.
Okay,
that
there's
owns
an argument.
A radio station that is supposed to be the public airwaves, and he is a member of the public.
That's a good argument.
Having been invited, in a general sense, to call in, and then
saying you should not be able to be disinvited from a public forum.
It's one of the problems.
Well, yeah, I as a citizen of the state of New Mexico, I own that university, and the taxpayers pay.
Man, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten kicked off the college campus that I own.
If it's a state school, and it is, then they shouldn't be able to kick people out.
Yeah, good call. David, let us know how your case goes. I am interested in hearing more, because I presume you're going to take a not guilty, so let us know, and I appreciate your call here tonight. But yeah, I've been kicked off of the local college campus on a multitude of occasions.
You've been kicked out of the courthouse, the liquor store, the state
liquor
store.
That's right. I've been banned forever from all the state liquor stores. And I think it wouldn't hold up if it were actually challenged seriously in court. And indeed, when I was actually...
I just love that you were banned forever.
And forever, yeah. With no process whatsoever. No due process whatsoever.
Right, none.
Just a letter that they sent me. But there was the one time where they gave me a no trespass order from the college campus, and I had my attorney write a letter to them, and they rescinded it. So they knew they were in the wrong on that. But if you don't have an attorney that you can go to, then they're going to push you around.
Sure.
And if you
they're going to act like they own whatever it is, because functionally they do. They have control over it.
All right, and they've kicked me out plenty of times for the day. What am I going to do about that? You know, I can't get my attorney to write a letter that quick to get it rescinded. You have to leave, or else the police come, and then it's a criminal trespass, and then you're dealing with criminal charges. Anyway, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill, the former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time, 245 times, he said he didn't know, couldn't remember, so we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did seven different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff, so I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. More on the Amazon supposed boycott that some people are engaged in. It's probably not going to really affect them very much, would be my guess. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and predict that Amazon's going to do better this holiday season than they did last holiday season. But then again, nobody stays on top forever. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, don't forget to visit us online over at freetalklive.com, where we have the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And I want to thank Drew Davis, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier. Now, we appreciate everybody who amps the show. We only ask $5 a month. But for whatever reason, Drew likes us enough, likes what we do here at Free Talk Live, where he donates currently $25 per month. That's platinum. That's the top tier of the AMP program. By the way, you don't really get any extra perks for going to the top tier. It's basically the same perks. The only thing the platinums get that everybody else doesn't get is they can list their business name on the list of amplifiers. That's it. So really, there's not really any differences.
There's a pin that we had at one point that it was a platinum matte amplifier.
That's true. We did give out special pins to them at one point. But for the most part, everything's the same. You know, you get access to the amp only call-in lines, the amp only discussion rooms on the Discord. You get access to the amp only Facebook group. All amp levels, even the $5 a month, they all get the same stuff there. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations. If you like what we're doing here, you want to hear us on 300? Because we're on almost 200. We're getting there. We're in the 190 range right
getting
now.
Real close.
We're kind of plateaued again at 190, but you know we're slowly adding stations over time, and it's the AMP program, your AMP dollars, that makes a difference for us. Unfortunately, at the same time, the AMP program has been sliding off in recent years. Like last week, I had 4 cancellations, but no new signups. So maybe it's the holiday season. You know, who knows what the reasons are. We don't always get an explanation as to why somebody cancels their AMP, but we sure could use a few more. So if you're out there thinking, you know what, I'll let somebody else support the show. If you really like what we do, please step up, AMP the show. It's $5 a month. If you think what we do is worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a nice cheeseburger or something like that every single month, and it makes a difference for us. It makes it so we can reach out and advertise to talk radio. We can attend the talk radio convention. Used to be more than one per year, but now there's only one. So we go to that one and, get if our new station needs a satellite receiver, we'll buy it for them. You know, we'll do whatever it takes to get stations on board with Free Talk Live. If you're an amplifier, you can help us with that and get the perks. Like Drew Davis, go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Vernon in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Now, I see your topic here, and Free Talk Live is an open phone show. You can talk about anything you want, but I'm going to say on this one, there's one or two people that are banned from calling this show, and I don't want you to mention a person who's banned from calling by name.
Because they can't
call to defend themselves. It's not fair. So if you can talk about this generically, then I'm going to let you go ahead with it. Go ahead.
He who shall not be named, like Voldemort, we'll call it that. So in your previous segment, you had a gentleman call and say that he was charged with some sort of a harassment thing because he called the radio show multiple times and I guess was uninvited or whatever. And so my question was, who shall not be named? Or just let's just say anybody that you may ban from your show. Would Free Talk Live ever take it upon themselves to either charge them if they were in New Hampshire and there was a law that allowed you all to do that, or even federally if they were calling from across state lines? And then also, you all need to consider banning Sarah because she brings up the exact same topic as transportation every single time she calls.
No, it's not the exact same topic every time with Sarah. Hold on a second here. Hold on. It's not fair to say that about Sarah, but she is here to defend herself. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Vernon.
Oh, Sarah, tell us about the buses and about the public transportation and the red lights. And just tell us about how you don't listen to anybody and what they say. Go ahead. Tell us your agenda item of the night, please.
Sarah?
I don't think Sarah knows she's on the line. Sarah,
I'm pretty sure I did it right. I think I locked in Vernon's line and then I brought Sarah on here. Sarah, are you there? Stand by, Vernon. We're going to come back to you here in a moment. Let's see if we can get Sarah on the line here. Maybe I did do something wrong. Sarah, are you with us?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, yeah, there's got to be some other switch that needs to get pressed or something, because we tried to conference you there with Vernon.
Okay, I don't know what happened, but you know something? I do suck up to you guys, because, sometimes you guys are mean to me, but, I know better, you know, to work with you than to fight with you, or I would never be able to talk about, like, the red light camera election. So I wanted to talk about the election that we had here 13 years ago. That was over a decade. And I think, and I'm pretty sure that if we had the same red light camera election today, if they put it on like next month.
So this was a referendum item, basically, where people got to vote specifically whether they wanted red light cameras or not?
Yeah, it was just a non-binding election that we had like 13, 14 years ago. It was just a survey.
And I can tell you this, Sarah. No one is ever going to say we want red light cameras.
No, but you know what? Now, if we had an election again here, I'm just saying we might have a different result. Because
I don't think you will. I really don't believe that people are going to say, yes, what we want, shorter leashes, smaller food bowls. They're just not going to do that.
I mean, we're number one now in pedestrian fatality, 6 years in a row. Okay, the last time, all the people that got the tickets that were waving mad, they showed up. 3,000 more of them that hated the camera, they showed up. I'm hoping that, you know, this time, all the people that got run over and almost get killed or got T-boned, maybe we'll show up. I mean, that's what I'm hoping. You know, why not put it to the voters again? It's been over a decade. You know, why hold on to something that you did like 15, 13 years ago?
Well, I don't think that just because somebody votes, they vote something in that makes it just, right, or good. It will likely make it legal, though.
Vernon, are you with us? Yeah, something's wrong with the phone system. I double-checked with the board operator, and they're like, hey, did I do this right? He said I did it right, so I don't know what's going on with that. That's too bad, because I really wanted to have, because Vernon was trying to call you out, Sarah. He was trying to claim, we'll bring him back on here in a moment, because we didn't finish his call. But he was trying to claim that you call about the same thing every night. I'm going to defend you. I don't think you do. I think you are, while you generally have an interest in traffic-related matters, that stems from the fact that you're a pedestrian, and you deal with traffic-related matters quite often. It's a concern for you. But you've called about...
I think there's a neurosis that surrounds it.
You've called about a variety of different subjects, and honestly, some nights you bring up some really interesting topics. So I think that all things considered,
you're
probably one of the better callers.
You called her our best chronic or something?
Yeah, I did. I called you our best, most consistent, at the least most consistent caller. Maybe not always the best content, but some nights, man, you do a real good job, Sarah, so I want to say thank you. Even though you don't actually listen to the show, which probably would help you if you actually listen.
How could she? She doesn't have the internet.
Well, no, but she listens later. Do you ever listen often to KABQ on the air?
Now I get to listen to myself like 2 hours later,
right.
And I hear about what you guys add to it afterwards. Like now I'm able to listen to what.
Right.
You guys
so she does listen now. It's just. Later. So that's cool, Sarah. I'm glad you're actually listening to the show later on. Now, remember, you can always respond the next day to, the things that were talked about. I thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. Let's bring Vernon back on here. Vernon, sorry about that. The technology, for whatever reason, it failed me, and you weren't able to actually talk to Sarah.
No problem. That was a good bathroom break. No problem at all. Anyways, back to my original question. Would Free Talk Live ever press charges against anyone that was banned from your show that constantly called back and harassed?
Charges don't work like that. Generally, all you can do is call the police and hope that they do something in the case. As if you want to press charges, it's all ultimately up to the prosecutor and the police, and you really have no say beyond trying to encourage them to do that. Mark, there was a particular caller who had threatened you in the past.
And everybody.
And it's been a few years since you'd called the cops on that person in both the local area and in the area in which he lives, and they never did anything, right? They just didn't even care.
Nope.
Yeah. So
they said both sides said it was the other
passing the buck.
Yeah, pass the buck.
Typical bureaucrats. Thanks for the call, Vernon. I appreciate it. All right, so more coming up. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Amazon protests and boycotts. We can talk more about that, or you can take control and bring up anything you want on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure. blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tis the season for shopping, and some people are boycotting Amazon, according to a story at The Guardian. There's also a story about people actually protesting outside of one of their facilities, and we're not going to get into that one tonight, but I'll hold that for a future episode. This is the latest big corporation for people to get all angry about. It was Walmart for a while, which, by the way, if you want to order through Walmart, we actually have an affiliate link.
Walmart.freetalklive.com.
That's right. You don't have to. There's no hyphen. So just walmart.freetalklive.com, and then whatever you order through that link, Free Talk Live gets a very small.
You don't have the hyphenated one?
I guess I could make one.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
I didn't even think about it. Does anybody ever hyphenate Walmart when they spell it? Anyway, Walmart.
Apparently they do, because you just warned them not to.
Yeah, I should. I don't know what I was thinking. Walmart.freetalklive.com. Yes, they're big. Yes, they're a corporation. And yes, they will cut us a portion of the proceeds. So there you go. Recently, according to the story here at The Guardian, Amazon announced it was going to start paying its employees at least $15 an hour. And that will exert some of its influence on Capitol Hill to lobby for an increase in the federal minimum wage. Now, that's something worth protesting right there. Terrible of them to go there and demand even more government. While, on the other hand, sometimes Amazon argues against government involvement in their business. Sometimes they're arguing, you know, they're actually packing up their offices and leaving the entire state because that state tried to implement a sales tax.
It's rare that a business will, especially one the size of Amazon, will take a stand for principles.
No, yeah, it almost never happens. While on the surface, the announcement
got overstock for that.
Seems to benefit the workers, the move also benefits Amazon. With the unemployment rate dropping below 4% and fewer Americans looking for jobs, companies have been scrambling to attract potential job candidates. And in order to get all those Amazon Prime packages out on time for the holidays, Amazon had to hire 100,000 more people this year. Those terrible, evil people hiring 100,000 people.
Right.
Shamrock, who said he might better, this is one of the boycotters, said he might reconsider his boycott if the company were to treat its employees better, was not impressed by the news. He and his wife and their twin 21-year-old son.
Hiring more people does not impress him.
Yeah.
What he wants is individual people to get bigger paychecks and better benefits. And I mean, like,
they're getting bigger paychecks, but he says it's not enough. Quote, the increase is still not to a living wage.
Right. Well, it's all about the living wage, right? Like, a living wage is whatever he's arbitrarily decided
right.
It was.
People have been arguing that it's $15 an hour, and when he gets 15, he's like, that's not good enough.
Right. Well,
it's a 50% increase over what they were paying, but that's not good enough.
It's never going to be good enough for these types, you know, out there that, you know, don't understand supply and demand. They
don't
understand
economics.
Yeah. And you know, they're willing to they're active. They're willing to get out there. They just aren't willing to really sort of let go of their preconceived notions of what people should be paid. Sorry to tell you, but manual labor, unskilled labor, is becoming less and less valuable in the marketplace.
Especially if it's replaced by robots,
well,
which
right.
Amazon is also working on diligently.
Expect that, yeah. Especially with people out there doing these protests in such an uninformed fashion. Plus the fact that this planet has close to 8 billion people on it, and all of them, nearly, can work at a warehouse if you could communicate with
15
them.
15 an hour is pretty good for unskilled labor. I mean, that's... And then they...
Well, not in New York City.
Well, New York City
is
probably
not a
good idea.
There's a warehouse
to live
job.
In if you don't have any skills.
C&S Grocers right here in Keene, New Hampshire has warehouse jobs right now.
I'm pretty sure they pay for performance there, too.
$23 per hour is what they're advertising currently.
Wow.
So they can, Amazon...
I think that's what you can make, maybe?
Look, I'm not here recruiting for them,
yeah,
Ian.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Amazon is competing in the warehouse market
right.
against this.
Yep.
And the good people who do good warehouse work are clearly going to go to C&S.
Right.
And
the wholesale grocers.
You know, the ones that that Amazon's going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel, so they're either going to have to pay more or they're going to have to somehow train better.
Laura Klein would also like for Amazon to make more effort in order to get her to end her boycott. When she gets an urge to shop, she goes online and checks whether Amazon is still streaming NRA TV, the National Rifle Association's streaming media service. Mm. Shopping on Amazon is very convenient, but for the last 10 months, Ms. Klein has been boycotting the company.
Right. Whatever liberal show is streamed on whatever service we're talking about is completely inconsequential to this ideologue.
Yeah.
It's the fact that there is one organization
right.
streaming one program and she won't buy there.
Probably
you know
paying
what?
For it.
Amazon
too.
Doesn't need your business.
Yeah. Does she also boycott the cable company because there's one channel on there that's got offensive
boycott
content?
The camera company that sold them the cameras. I mean, boycott
right.
the jean company that they're wearing pants.
And boycotting Amazon for 7 months, like, how much stuff do you buy that not buying anything from Amazon for 10 months constitutes actually
a real
a
significant boycott? She, at the time, the New York Times published a feature about NRA TV. This was during the Parkland, Florida shootings, and which broadcast pro-gun content and is streamed by Amazon Fire TV as well as Apple TV and Roku. It wasn't long before calls for Amazon boycott spread like wildfire across the Internet. Months later, nothing has changed. As a result, Klein has done most of her holiday shopping at a local brick-and-mortar store and resolved to boycott the second
Great.
Season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which premiered on Amazon Prime on the 5th.
Boycott the first season, though.
Right, so boycott the show you actually enjoy, even though they have nothing whatsoever to do. You know, all those producers are probably left Hollywood leftists, right? And you know, whatever the show is we're talking about here, if it's made by professionals from Hollywood, they're probably on the left. But go ahead and boycott them because the distributor has something you don't like. Should you also stop subscribing from Netflix because they've got a movie you don't like?
Among its millions of options of things it could stream, it distributes one thing she doesn't like.
Yeah. There's a reason why Amazon isn't going to change this policy, because
this
is ridiculous, these claims.
If Amazon made the dumbest move ever, which was to drop this particular show in order to get this lady's make this lady happy and get her business back. You know what she would do? She'd be boycotting Amazon again within 12 months in order to get something else.
She says, "Cause
you don't negotiate with terrorists."
She says, "Because if they stop, then I'd say, oh, wonderful. I would love to do business with them again. But as long as they continue to, I just can't. Morally, I just can't." Guess where she lives? Which state?
California.
New Jersey. And she works in pharmaceutical marketing during the day. In her spare time, she works as an
interface.
I'm going to
stop buying the drugs, this lady.
The decision wasn't an easy one. Klein has been shopping on Amazon since the 90s, when she used the website to buy books and CDs. By 2018, she bought almost everything via Amazon, even her groceries. So I guess that's an answer to your question.
Yeah, she's quite a shopper.
She had supported boycotts before of companies like Chick-fil-A, which faced a backlash for opposing same-sex marriage.
How'd that work out?
However, yeah, there was a boycott that happened,
right.
And people came in droves, stood around a
Chick-fil-A
block.
Chick-fil-A didn't bend. They didn't bend. They yep. didn't break. They still make delicious...
my God, I love their sandwiches.
Yeah, I really love their sandwiches.
Can we get them as a sponsor?
I don't... Chick-fil-A is never going to sponsor their show.
I know.
Never.
We're not pro-Christian.
Right.
So.
We're not going to have their opinion. Look, I don't have to agree with them on everything. In order to acknowledge that they have good sandwiches.
Although there was the Chick-fil-A in Nashua, which is a franchise. Most of them are franchisees, as I understand it. And they supported Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest that same year that all that controversy was happening.
Sure.
And Chick-fil-A didn't defranchise them over it.
No.
Hey, they're making money. They don't really care that much, apparently.
And by the way, it was just the opinions of, like, the CEO.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean... He's still, like, the guy who founded the company or is in
right.
the family of the
he's,
guy.
He's outward-facing on the company, but he's not – he doesn't, you know, hand down rules that everybody's got to abide by at every circumstance.
I think if you're a franchisee, you cannot open on Sundays as a Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't think you can do that, no.
So there are rules.
That's branding stuff, and it's important for that company.
Oh, that's the worst thing about Chick-fil-A is they don't
I agree with you. However, it's important from a branding aspect that they keep that.
The whole Christian thing, we're a Christian
yeah.
company – Jesus said, don't work on Sundays.
Yeah,
or something.
There are people that buy from Chick-fil-A sandwiches that they would not otherwise buy from Chick-fil-A because they choose to take the stand to not open on Sundays.
She says the boycotts didn't really affect her personally because she wasn't buying from those companies that much anyway, that is to say Chick-fil-A. She says, oh, I thought that's a really good idea, but I wasn't the one giving something up. And in giving up my business with Amazon, I wasn't just giving up on things. I felt like I was giving up pretty much everything. The boycott felt like a breakup, she
said. I think she's right.
I really had to think about how do I buy things now? Where do I go? What do I do? I've gotten so used to not going to a physical store or using other online sources for shopping and figuring out how else to buy e-books. It was really almost like starting from scratch in a lot of ways.
Did this woman just admit in public that she has to figure out how to go
buy
shopping?
Things. Yeah. To resist the temptation of Amazon, she deleted all Amazon apps from her phone and iPad.
How many Amazon apps she had on her phone and iPad?
It's, by the sounds of it, she was buying her food and everything.
Yeah, there's a few Amazon apps out there. Experts, however, aren't convinced that boycotts work, and that's a whole other story.
Well, mostly because people don't actually follow through with them.
And then there's the boycotts, again, which is the sort of the economic counter to the boycotts, and we're out of time for tonight. But we'll see you tomorrow. Online, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. And check out twitch.lrn.fm. Watch us there.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.